I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys, and we're having a little bit of fun this weekend. That first segment, I hope you were able to keep up with us because we bounced all over. There were some rabbit trails there, baby. But anyway, back to a little more focus. This is the Gun Show, and Barbecue Bob, you've got one of our friends on the line.
That's right. We had Nick on, I think he told me, last year. Nick Ritz from Great Lakes Firearms in Sparta, Michigan, one of Michigan's newest and most upcoming firearms builder. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Bob?
And you guys build a beautiful AR. You've got dealers all over Michigan that sell it, probably all over the country. But I found out about you, and of course, at Alan Bob's. And I have my name on one there. If it was a piece of pie in the case, I would have put my finger in the middle of it.
Right. But, so nobody else take it.
That's
right. Yeah.
I've seen some cool ones there. It's the red, white, and blue, the Stars and Stripes edition and stuff. But just basically wanted to welcome you back to the show and have you tell our listeners all around Michigan, at least, about your weapons.
Yeah. So basically, our weapons, they're built off the AR-15 platform. We obviously do the .223-5.56 caliber. We also do other variations of the caliber, being that Michigan's big hunting state. The straight wall cartridges we do, 450 Bushmaster, 350 Legend. Those have been big the last couple years.
I bet. So many states approved them for shotgun area.
Yep. And that's everyone nowadays seems like they got rid of their muzzleloader or their shotgun, and they have gone to either the 450 or the 350 to replace it just for an opportunity to have a little bit longer range gun. And, you know, there's so many things you can do with the platform as far as additions you can put on it, and it's kind of like a big kid's Lego set, but like I tell people, make sure you're very safe with it.
So, Nick, for those that don't know, and I might be one of them, when you talked about platform, explain that to us, please.
So, you know, a lot of guys will hunt with their bolt action guns, or, you know, they use this your standard semi-auto platform, which there isn't as much options with that platform as what you can do with it. So everything's built off from a standard lower, which is a mil spec is what it's considered. So with that being said, you can, they've made it now so that you can put different calibers within that platform on your lower.
So I think what Joppy's asking you is, does platform mean lower, and what is a lower? And I think a lot of people, when you say lower, I'm sure plenty of people don't, if they haven't ordered an AR, they don't really know what you're talking about. So what you're talking about is the actual mechanism you guys are building.
Correct. Yep. So it's called the lower receiver. So basically the gun split into two halves. So there's basically two pins that hold the gun, the upper receiver to the lower receiver. The lower receiver is the serialized portion of the firearm that is that's the legal part of it. So if you have that lower, you can make different calibers out of that lower with a little variation on it as far as upper. So you could take your .223 gun that you have now, you could put a 450 Bushmaster on it, a complete upper receiver onto your lower receiver. Your lower receiver is always the piece that is the standard piece that you go by.
Okay, so Nick, I'm sorry, I want to expound on that one a little bit. So if I came to your company and I bought this lower half of the gun, can you sell me two or three different upper halves that a layperson can interchange? And I've got now a universal gun that I could use across several different platforms? Or is there?
Yes.
Do you have to build it per piece?
Nope. So you come in, you do the paperwork like you would for any other gun, you buy your lower receiver. Okay, now we have different options that we can go with. We can go with a .223 upper. The only variation, if you buy the complete upper, typically is sometimes you have to have a magazine switch. So meaning like if you buy a 450, it has to be a different magazine from your .223. But all you got to do is push your two pins out, pull that upper out, swap the other upper onto it, and now all of a sudden you have a different caliber.
Interesting. Wow. Incredible versatility there.
Yes, yes. So that's why I think the platform has picked up steam, because a lot of companies now are starting to come out and design different calibers that can work off that lower receiver.
So we're going to have Merle Shoemaker on the next segment. And why would guys like him and the Allen Bobs crew and Jay Sporting Goods up north and all these other people that are buying your weapons, why are they having so much success, and why do they seem to like Great Lakes as much as it's obviously they do?
Well, one, I mean, we pride ourselves on a firearm that's a quality firearm that's price point level is for, you know, that it's for the masses more so. So we try to put the best quality we can on something that's going to be price point for the standard guy to come out. Like if you go and buy a Daniel Defense or some of these other guns, they are good weapons, but you're going to pay maybe $1,700, $2,000 for something. We want to get people into an affordable gun that is a quality gun, and we're also a Michigan-based company, so that's why I think a lot of people within our state specifically,
right?
You know, they like to buy Michigan,
yep.
You know?
I agree, and no. I've handled yours. I haven't shot one yet, but I've handled it a number of times because, like I said, I really am. I'm getting close. I'm on the precipice, as they say.
Who says that?
They.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. The quality feels wonderful. It's certainly all I ever need. And I grew up with an M16 that my uncle let me use for a while. So this is every bit as good as that Mattel piece Uncle Sam gave us.
Yep. And we try to focus on, you know, customer service as well. If, like I say, if anyone ever has an issue with anything that we build, it's a lifetime warranty. Feel free to get a hold of us. Let us know. We will take care of your problem. No questions asked. You
that's
know?
Cool.
So Nick, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Nick, what's the lead time on something like this? If somebody wanted that's listening and they've got a Christmas gift that they're looking for one of their kids or dad or mom or whatever, when should they get a hold of you to have one of these things made?
Hold on, Jop. Let me stop you dead in your tracks.
Okay.
You don't get a hold of him. He's the manufacturer.
Ah.
So you go to Allen Bobs.
My bad.
You go to Allen Bobs.
Okay.
And they have a beautiful inventory. It comes and goes quickly. The ammo is harder than the gun. Am
right.
I wrong?
Yeah. So like, I try to tell people, hey, go to your local dealer. See if they already carry our product. If they do, have them place an order with us. If they do not, press them to say, hey, go out there. I'm interested in this firearm. Maybe you guys start carrying one or two and get them into here so that we can get some more firearms out there from a Michigan-based company.
Nice.
What are the odds you guys will ever make ammo?
The odds of it? Right now, we're pretty tied up with our manufacturing side of the firearms. Mm-hmm. Ammunition-wise, we have a new addition going on currently, so hopefully down the road here we might be able to move more into making the ammunition like we did. It's just times right now are so busy in the gun industry. I mean, we're setting record highs on what's being sold and new people buying firearms.
Well, Nick,
it's definitely keeping us busy.
Yeah, Nick Ritz, Great Lakes Firearms. We're on a hard out. His partner, Matt, I talked to last night, by the way. He's out in Montana, so nice of you to let him go hunting while you stay here and hold down the fort.
Yep, for sure.
That's awesome.
They get something good.
Well, we look forward to meeting you.
All right.
All right. I appreciate it, Bob.
All right, thanks for your time.
Yep,
all right.
Take care, guys.
Coming up next, I sit corrected. We're going to see where you can buy one of these things, and that'd be Allen Bob Sports in Grand Rapids. So we're going to be talking with Merle Shoemaker. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.